All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Welcome to the MGX Crop Report conference call. I'm Dan, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's commentary is provided by Randy Martinson of Progressive Ag. Thank you, Randy, for taking time out of your busy schedule to provide the commentary today. I would like to remind you that opinions expressed in today's commentary are the commentator and not of MGX. Nothing stated in the commentary should be construed as a trading recommendation by MGX, its employees, or its members, and is the sole opinion of the commentator. After the commentary is complete, I'll ask for questions from the media representatives. I'd also like to ask everyone on the call to please use the mute feature on your phone to not disrupt the commentary with background noise. And with that, I'll turn it over to Randy.
All right. Thank you, Dan. It was interesting numbers when you look at the report that came out. I'll first start off looking at the small grain summary, and of course, probably the bearish number coming out of that, of course, is looking at the spring wheat number. Spring wheat production is coming in at a close to about 600 million, which is about 20 million bushels more than what the trade had estimated ahead of this. They had estimated the report to come in closer to 580, and it's bigger than what USDA put the spring wheat production at in their August number by about 28 million bushels. So I would look back and to look at where our harvested progress is, and we're about equal with our five-year average. We're 94% harvested. We're normally 96 at this percent at this time frame. So it's likely that USDA will not come in and make any changes with these numbers. They're going to be pretty close to where we've been at in the previous years. So it'll be numbers that USDA will go with. North Dakota is only 91% harvested, and of course we're having some issues to try to finish it up with harvest. But in the big picture, unlikely will be any adjustments made. Planted acres for spring wheat came in a little bit, about 12% more than 2013 at about a little over 13 million. Harvested at 12.8, again, that's about a 13% increase over last year. But the yield was off a little bit compared to last year, which is a little surprising with as good as yields that we're hearing reported. But with the late harvest, we're seeing a little bit of lower yields come in here towards the end of the harvest. But overall, when you look at the rest of the numbers for the small grain estimate, especially for wheat, pretty much came in line with what was expected. USDA came in with all wheat at a little bit over 2 billion. That was pretty close, actually a little bit less than what the trade had anticipated, but not within the parameters. Winter wheat production came in fairly close, and whether it be, and then the hard red wheat and then the soft as well. So the big number, the big change came in the spring wheat number, which will be a little bit bearish as far as the wheat market is concerned. Durham numbers came in a little bit less than anticipated, and of course everybody knows the trouble we're having getting number one hard amber, so that'll continue to fuel the frenzy, I guess, for good Durham. As far as barley numbers, of course, we saw production or acres come in quite a bit less than anticipated. We're off about 16% on planted, harvested coming in 19% less than last year. Yield is up a little bit, and our production is going to be down. And even the stocks estimate for barley coming in a little bit friendly, about 9% lower than where we were at 2013. So overall, it's a little bit of a friendly numbers as far as barley is concerned for the production and for the stocks. Wheat stocks, though, they came in, well, fairly close to what was anticipated by the trade. So there's nothing that's going to be terribly friendly there. The big news when you look at the stocks and where we got surprised at is, of course, is going to come in the soybean number. Looking at the quarterly grain stocks estimate for soybeans, them putting stocks at September 1 at 92 million bushels is certainly going to be somewhat friendly to soybeans. That has helped the soybean market turn and trade a little bit better. 34 million bushels less than what the trade had anticipated, and that does mean that USDA is going to have to come in and adjust the demand picture for soybeans in their October supply and demand numbers. Corn number coming in a little bit bearish for stocks, coming a little bit more than anticipated. That's probably going to be more of a function of maybe some early corn coming in. It's only 51 million bushels, so it's not a big change, but it still is a little bit more than what the trade had anticipated. Market showing that as we're looking at soybeans holding a little bit of gains and corn holding a little bit of losses at this point. And, of course, wheat still holding a little bit of losses here because of the numbers that it saw in the report as well. So kind of a quick synopsis of looking at what the report gave us for the numbers. Nothing earth-shattering other than probably the soybean number being a little bit more than what was a little less than anticipated, and spring wheat being a little bit more than anticipated.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Michelle Mihalovich, do you have a question for Randy?
No, I don't.
All right, Michelle Rook.
Thank you.
Yeah, Randy, the 92 million bushel ending stocks figure on soybeans is obviously the one that kind of sticks out here. I think most of us had thought that USDA had not been actually figuring in the right export pace. Is that where they got down to this 92 million bushels? Because I'm having trouble following the math because it looks like they actually increased the 2013 production figure.
They did. They came in and increased the 2013 production. They're going to have to come in and increase the exports. I would say crush could see a little bit of an increase in this estimate, in the estimate as well. So I think it'll be a kind of a double. But we're also going to see residual. That number will probably be the one that changes for USDA. I think they've got it at a negative number. That one will come in and make some adjustments. Overall, it does show that, you know, and kind of what the cash market's been telling us is that, you know, you can look at where our soybean meal price is for trying to get a hold of, you know, supplies right now. It's a big number over the futures, and it tells us that the supply of beans is just a little bit tighter than what everybody anticipated.
So what does that mean for the October report? Is that where USDA figures this in then?
They're going to have to come in and figure it in the October numbers, and we could see a little bit of an increase in demand. I mean, since they increased production, we might see demand increase a little bit in 13, but 14 is where they'll see most of it, and it's going to come with a combination of that residual number and with exports, I think, is where they'll we'll make the adjustments.
All right, Mike, do you have a question for Randy?
Yeah, Randy, how surprised were you with that spring wheat number compared to last month?
You know, I was a little surprised that they hiked it as much as they did, especially with the late harvest that's coming into play. I thought we would have seen a little bit more abandonment of acres, especially, you know, with the frost that hit some of the areas out in the western part. I mean, customers I'm talking to, there's still quite a bit of spring wheat that needs to be harvested yet, especially in the west where it's, you know, green and it hadn't been ripe yet. And as we get down to our shorter days, it's going to be tougher to get some of that harvested. So I was surprised that they hiked the spring wheat. I know yields have been good, but then to not increase the yield to be above last year's number, I thought was also a surprise. So it did take me a little bit back a little bit to see spring wheat numbers come up that big.
All right. Well, thank you all for your questions, and thank you to Randy for providing today's commentary. Audio of this call will be available on our website later this morning. Additionally, MGX offers market commentary in both audio and text on the MGX website. Our next call will be on Friday with a StatsCan production of Principal Field Crops Report. Have a good day, everyone.